Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
So it's like leaving your car on and it's working and working and the engine's going on and on at the, you know, the lowest level, but the engine is working. So what happens if you keep your engine working all the time? It will age. It will get bad. The parts start deteriorating. Same thing with the inflammation. If you are constantly having this microinflammation, constant inflammation, what's going to happen? It's going to start turning against you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're going from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today we have a very special guest in the studio. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ebru.
I am so happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. So I want to tell you guys about this wonderful, wonderful woman. She is an immunologist and a molecular medicine specialist with over 30 years of experience and research on how the immune system, hormones, and inflammation impact the skin. She is a very, very smart and well-studied woman with decades of experience. So we're so excited to talk to you. And after she witnessed the effects of cancer, the cancer treatment that her father had on his skin, she realized that traditional skincare was just treating the symptoms, not the root causes. She went on to pioneer dermo-immuno-beauty technology in Avicenna, an award-winning skincare line. Today, we're talking all things anti-aging, beauty, inflammation, and how to create radiant skin on a cellular level and glow from the inside out. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ebru.
Thank you for having me. Ask away. I'm yours.
All right. So what is the biggest misconception people have about the skin and aging?
There are several, but let's start with one, right?
Sure.
So the big beauty companies always pushed us into the anti-aging, you know. How can we reverse aging? Unfortunately, I fall also into that terminology because it's so stuck in our vocabulary these days, right? Anti-aging. But that's not true. We're all aging. We're maturing. Like,
yes.
I would call it like wine. You know, we're getting better like wine.
Wine.
Yes. So that is one of the misconceptions. We can't turn back the time, unfortunately. I wish it was possible. And because this fear has been pushed on us by big beauty industry and older ads, and you know, like you're looking at the Hollywood stars and they're looking younger every day. Well, they have a plastic surgeon on their phone call 24/7, so they're gonna look better, but that's their job. It's not natural. At one point, it catches up with them. So that is the one thing. We are aging, but how we define our aging depends on us. You can call it pro-aging. You can say signs of aging, but anti-aging is not always correct to say that.
You can't say a product is anti-aging because no matter what, we're aging with or without the product.
Exactly. And if it's anti-aging, it's taking me back in time. Please take me back in time. There are so many mistakes I did. I want to correct. Besides the skin, but that's not going to happen. So as the name of the show, what is important in aging is to be balanced and abundant in knowledge. Because if you have the knowledge, you can reverse the signs. You can make it better.
I love it. I love it. And on a spiritual basis, anti-aging is not good either because the universe doesn't hear anti. It only hears aging. So if you're like, this is my anti-aging regimen, that's not going to be good because the universe is going to hear I'm aging. So we don't want to say anti-aging. I love that. What exactly is the term inflammaging, and how does that affect the skin?
Sure. So inflammaging, before I start explaining the inflammaging, I want to explain the inflammation, because unfortunately, the nutrition and the supplement and the big beauty industry has been pushing us saying inflammation is bad. There are types of inflammation. So acute inflammation, which happens when you have a microbe getting into your body like a virus, your immune system, inflammation system goes up, destroys the virus, comes down, and a healing process starts. This is the acute inflammation that keeps us alive. Then there's the chronic inflammation, where the inflammation process is always up, like you're in autoimmune disease or a cancer, something like that. That's always up and working against you. We don't want that. That's the time where the inflammation is so high, it cannot turn off. Inflammation is right in between. So it is a combination of two words, inflammation plus aging, which it means that it is the micro inflammation, very low grade inflammation that is there constantly. It's not going away. So it's like leaving your car on and it's working and working and the engine is going on at the, you know, the lowest level, but the engine is working. So what happens if you keep your engine working all the time? It will age, it will get bad, the parts start deteriorating. Same thing with the inflammation. If you are constantly having this microinflammation, constant inflammation, what's going to happen? It's going to start turning against you. And also, you're not going to be able to defeat all these microbes and viruses and bacteria as easy as before. So on the skin level, it may start degrading your collagen tissue, your elastin in your skin, and that's why we call it premature aging, because when you're 30, you're going to look like, oh my God, I didn't sleep for a week. I look like 40. My skin is dull. I look so tired. So that is inflammation working against you. But it's kind of good that you're seeing it on your skin, because your skin is trying to talk to you and say, there's a problem here. Can you step back and look at me? I'm trying to talk to you here. So if you start all of a sudden see these premature aging signs, then you should say, okay, there's something going on. Either I'm very stressed, or I'm not sleeping right, something, or I'm eating too much fast food. Something is going on. My inflammation is up. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Why do you think there's such an epidemic of autoimmune issues with like Hashimoto's, diabetes, and many of the other ones? Why have we gotten to this point where people have such a overactive immune system that it's attacking itself?
Well, we had those before. So my mom, she was a pathologist, and an oncologist. So
wow.
She retired, but we used to talk about this for cancer as well. Like, because as a pathologist, she was like recognizing more and more cancer incidents coming up, especially in certain types. And when I asked her, I was like, what do you think is happening? Because she said, we have better detection systems now, you know, compared to 70s or 60s. I have better staining possibilities, or, you know, like sharper microscopes and stuff. So with the autoimmunity, that's another thing. So there is more information and more scientific data and input about what an autoimmune disease should look like. When does it come up? I mean, back then, say in the 70s, most of the people didn't know that they have an autoimmune disease. But now there is more information available that is helping. So that's one part of the problem.
Like, so you don't think the numbers have gone up? You just think that
The numbers are going up. So that's I'm coming up. Numbers are going up because there's better detection techniques and more informed doctors and more data about it. The other thing is, unfortunately, we're living in a more stressful environment, and we're being bombarded from everywhere, social media, TV, everything. Think about 70s. We only had TV and radio, and you could turn them off. Now, you can't escape. I mean, you pick up your phone, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's this, there's that. You can't escape. So stress is a very important point. How we nourish ourselves, the food, the nutrition, everything adds up. everything adds up. So if there is not one thing you can pinpoint and say, yes, it's happening because of this. I wish it was. And I want to also state something here. There are some companies that are coming up with face creams with estrogen in it. Yeah. My PhD thesis was on how estrogen regulates the immune system and why females have more autoimmune diseases. And I'm completely against these creams, face creams with estrogen in it. And here's two reasons why. You might be autoimmune prone and you may not know it. You may not be experiencing the symptoms. That's one. Second of all, you might, God forbid, you might have breast cancer, estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, and you don't know. And once you start using these creams without an input from your physician, then you're just stimulating your autoimmune possibility and your possibility of the breast cancer if you have an inclination. Mm-hmm. It is too much of a risk to go with the trend. So that's another thing. There's too much false information also on social media that people are going with. So if you have a question and it's just bothering you, go find the expert, the real expert. This could be an MD or a PhD or a dermatologist, someone. Right. Go find that person and ask it. And if you cannot ask, go on PubMed. And that is where we publish all our scientific papers. Mm-hmm. Enter the keywords, find it there. So please don't go with the trends. That's another reason why it's increasing.
What is you mentioned estrogen cream. What are some other ridiculous trends that you've seen on social media to stay away from?
Well, I saw one very stupid trend on TikTok. There was this girl who was putting her poop on her face and saying,
no way.
I'm kidding you. And a couple of other people.
Her
and I'm like,
face? I would rather look old.
I know. And I'm thinking, like, as a scientist, I'm thinking, okay, let's step back. Besides, it's nasty. How can she feel such a smooth skin? I can only think about uric acid, which is also in your pee. So you want uric acid? You want acid? Go get a toner with an acid in it, you know? Don't put poop on your face. Stuff like that. I mean, TikTok has been great. But the scariest and the weirdest trends are coming out from there. And then there is this morning shed trend where they put everything at night on their face. Eye cream, gel mask. I mean, anything you can think of. And then they strip it off in the morning and say, my skin looks awesome. I'm like, honey, your skin couldn't breathe. You kept all that like humidity in. It's not good. So stuff like this, the weirdest trends, you know?
Well, I know Korean glass skin is trendy. So what is that effect from? Like how are they getting glassy skin?
Oh, they're stripping a lot. They're stripping a lot. Okay, here's one thing. Korean skincare is great, but it's designed for their skin, for their environment, you know, for their skin type. And when it comes to the Western side of the world, our microbiome is different. Our skin type is different. The thickness of our skin is, everything is different. So, and I tried that 10-step Korean skincare regime because I was curious. I broke out in 3 days, completely broke out. It took me a month to fix my skin, but wow. I was looking at them. Their skin looks awesome. They don't break out like we do, you know? Yeah. So it's hard to generalize. It's nice to see, but glass skin, you don't need glass skin. Just have a healthy, balanced, happy skin. That's all you need.
You don't have to like be shiny. Because I remember growing up, it was always, oh, I'm going to go powder my nose. We did not want to look shiny. It was like, oh, that would be awful. We had to look matte. And now the young kids want to look shiny. It's so funny.
I know. I didn't want shiny. Believe me. I don't like shiny, but I don't like too matte either. I just want how it's supposed to look, happy and balanced.
Happy and balanced. Balanced, beautiful, and abundant skin, just like the show. Right? So other than wrinkles, what are some early signs that inflammation is happening to our skin?
Well, for inflammation, I can talk about inflammation because if we're talking about inflammation on the skin now, that's a whole different thing.
Inflammaging.
inflammaging. So let's talk about premature signs of aging. That yes. would be inflammation. Yes. So all of a sudden, you're looking very tired. You're looking very dull, very dry, patches of dryness. You're seeing sagging happening, you know, more than usual, especially when you come to a certain age, like I am 50. When I'm really, really tired, I didn't sleep, you can see all my marionette lines showing up. And I'm like, okay, this is where we're stepping back and taking control. So those kind of things. Around your eyes, you're seeing more wrinkles, more dark circles, more like, sometimes some people exhibit like puffiness, some people exhibit like it droops a little.
Yeah.
So all that, if it's happening all of a sudden and you don't realize it before, and you're like, last week it wasn't here, that is your premature signs, and that's your skin talking to you. So those are all signs of inflammation. So at that point, step back and look at your lifestyle. Are you not able to sleep? Are you very stressed? Are you working on a project and it's not ending and it's driving you nuts? I don't know. Are you eating too much fast food?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. That's your step back moment.
We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the role that hormones play in skin and aging. So don't go anywhere. We are talking about how to look beautiful from the inside out with skincare and science scientist Dr. Ibra. We'll be right back. Do you remember slumber parties as a kid? Wearing pajamas, laughing until midnight, eating delicious food, and feeling completely free before the bills, the responsibilities, and the pressure of adult life. What if you could experience that magic again as an adult? On February 27th and 28th, I'm hosting the second Soulful Slumber Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first one sold out, and this experience is truly unforgettable. You'll receive luxury silk pajamas, a night at a beautiful hotel, a sacred cacao ceremony, a gentle yoga session, a professional photo shoot, my signature Seven Pillars of Abundance workshop, and an elegant dinner party with an incredible group of like-minded women. This is your chance to reconnect with your joy, your vision, and yourself. If you feel called, apply through the link in the show notes. I'll see you at the slumber party. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back. We are going to talk about hormones and skin health. So what are some of the roles that hormones play in skin and aging? I know a lot of women who listen to this show are in midlife, and with the perimenopause, the menopause, they're seeing their skin change. What do you think about this?
Well, there are a couple of hormones we should talk about. Let's talk about the stress, because when you're going from perimenopause to menopause and postmenopause, it's never pleasant, you know? Like, you're going through all the estrogen changes, all the progesterone changes, and that puts a lot of stress on you. So what happens? And then let's not forget about our daily stress and all the surprises. The social media is dropping on us these days. Mm-hmm. So not nice surprises, I need to mention that one. So what does that do? That increases your cortisol. So when the cortisol is also a hormone, so when your cortisol is increased, your body doesn't know if you are fighting or flighting, so running away. Those are the two things. So in that, even that case, if you're not fighting or fighting, running away, the main purpose of cortisol is to preserve your energy and help you deal with the stress. So you start retaining more fat, especially in during menopause and perimenopause around the belly area, which is never pleasant. Also, whatever you eat, sometimes some people cannot keep it in. Some people just retain everything. It turns into fat. See, everybody behaves differently. But that also affects your skin quality, your sleep quality. So if you can't sleep, your cortisol is going to go up.
Mm. You know,
like a dog chasing its tail. So when we talk about the estrogen and progesterone, so the estrogen and progesterone, that keeps us young, right? Because we need that during our reproductive years. Keeps our skin healthy and looking shiny and all that, because nature wants you to look pretty when you're in your reproductive ages. That's right. However, when you're going through perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause, so the perimenopause is where your estrogen starts getting very erratic, and progesterone too. It starts going up. Some months you're going to have your period. Some months you're not going to. That's another stress. And to understand that change is very important. Unfortunately, in this culture, we don't talk about it as much. It is a change, and we need to talk about it. Unfortunately, even women don't talk to each other like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
So when you're going through perimenopause, your estrogen starts dipping down. And as you go into menopause, it completely dips down. Now, this is the bad joke of universe or nature saying, okay, you can't reproduce anymore. So I'm going to give you internal combustion. So you start feeling the hot flashes and you're like asking, which happened to me, and asking my husband, is it hot here? Turn on the cooler. And he's like, it's too cold. Turn it on. That's the point where you want to rip off your skin. That's because of your estrogen and progesterone going down really badly. So you may ask, what am I going to do then? I mean, what should I do? I asked the same question. I worked with estrogen my whole life. And I'm like, oh, God, this is karma. You know, I'm getting hit with estrogen going away. So I went to my OBGYN and we talked about it. So there are hormone replacement therapy available now, if anybody wants to consider it. Instead of going and medicating yourself, definitely go to your physician and ask. Because what your physician is going to do is look at your history. Mm-hmm. If you had breast cancer, if you had ovarian cancer, if you had autoimmune disease or you're prone to it, that kind of thing. So you need to go and talk to your doctor at that point, which we did. That's my personal experience. And it's solvable and it's completely normal. And you know what? If you're having hot flashes and you want to scream, go ahead, scream. In some states, it's considered temporary insanity, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I know we're not recommending anyone get hormone replacement therapy. We're not.
A possibility if you want to explore it.
But I personally, when I started getting night sweats, I started on hormone replacement therapy and I've been on it for a few years and I feel great. I rarely get hot flashes. My skin is still tight and glowy. And I know a lot of that is because I'm taking hormones, estrogen and progesterone. And I recently started taking testosterone just to keep my energy up and my sex drive going. And so I personally do it, but like Dr. Ibu said, talk to your own physician. A lot of my girlfriends do it. And there's also natural supplements that you can take to help your skin and help you with different symptoms like perimenopause and menopause. So what are some of your favorite supplements to help the skin?
Personally, I like definitely vitamin D. Because personally, I've been working a lot in the office and I don't see the sun as much. Mm-hmm. And that's good for you because also vitamin D is important for your bone health, your skin health, all that. Of course, everything in moderation. I like my vitamin C and quercetin. Those prevent the viruses, kind of, for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. So you take a supplement that combines vitamin C with quercetin.
It's been working out for me. I like those two. Okay. And I try to keep it simple as possible. You know, when women get constipated, we all get constipated. I take some magnesium supplements when it's needed. So things, but that's it. I mean, unfortunately, one of the most I recommend to myself and I force myself is vitamin D because I'm sitting all day at home, working, office, home. You know, I don't see the sun anymore. So yeah. But again, everything with caution.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We're in a very, as you said, fast pace, fast food, stressed out, all these just stimuli coming from our phones. It creates cortisol in our body. How does cortisol show up on the skin and how can we stay calm in this high stress world?
Well, cortisol will show up first. You can't sleep anymore. Seriously, because you're going to be so stressed, you know, like you're going to, especially when you're in perimenopause and menopause, your sleep quality decreases, unfortunately, too much. You can't sleep like you were a teenager where you sleep everyone.
Yeah.
Go back off the car, sleep on the chair. But how does that affect you? So if you can't sleep deep, you can't get into the deeper REM cycles. So if you can't get into the deeper REM cycles, your body can't produce the growth hormones. Mm-hmm. And you can't have the growth hormones, you can't repair that much. See, everything is a circle. Everything is connected. So another thing is, you know, cortisol will show, you will feel more body aches, you're getting sick faster, your skin doesn't look as fresh and happier as before. And another thing people are forgetting is this. When we look at ourselves, we think we're a closed system because I have a skin, I have a body. No, we're not a closed system. Mm-hmm. We are a very open system where your skin protects you. That's one thing. But you can feel everybody's energy. You can feel every change around you. So let's say you're working in an office and you have an office mate who is he or she. Very, 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 very negative and constantly complaining. Oh, the printer toner went up, blah, blah, blah. You know, because what's going to happen? Whatever you do, you try to shield, you're in the same room. Unfortunately, that negative energy is going to try, like, start seeping on you. Mm-hmm. You're going to start absorbing that. So cortisol goes up, even with that. That's your stress. So when we stress, you can define that as negative energy, if you believe in that. Mm-hmm. You say negative events. But again, it is the energy your brain is absorbing and converting into something physical.
It shows up on the skin. It shows up in your sleep. It shows up on the body with more fat. So what methods have you found work with decreasing cortisol or stress that helps people's skin and helps them sleep?
Oh man. I'm going to preach this to myself too.
Okay.
I try to step out, you know, out of my own, I don't know, stress and take a 5-minute breather, you know, like put my headphones and listen to a beach music or something. And I need that 5 minutes, you know, or just stand under the shower, take the water, take away all that negativity. But you need that 5 minutes to cut ties with everybody and turn within. Because if you can't turn within, you can't look outside.
That's deep. What do you mean by that? If you can't turn within, you can't look outside. Explain
that. Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about abundance, right? If you can't turn within and understand what's going on within and come within, you're not going to see the beauty that the universe is bringing you, right?
Right.
Or your husband brings you roses and you're going to be in a bad mood. I'm like, you brought me pink flowers? I hate pink flowers. I want white flowers. But what you're missing is the act. You know, it's the positivity, is the beauty of the act. And what's going to happen? He's not going to do it again. Same thing with universe. You know it better than I do. Yeah. If you are not looking outside, when your inside is calm, you're not going to see anything that's coming your way. And I'm saying this because I'm preaching it to myself. Like, you better calm down so you can see the beauty of it. I was like, yeah. So I'm preaching to myself. But that's basically it.
So take a 5-minute break. Make yourself happy. Listen to music. Take a walk. Pet your dog.
It sounds so cheesy, right?
Huh?
It sounds so cheesy. Because everybody says that, but there's truth to it.
Just a 5-minute reset.
Yeah. And another thing is, if you have a close friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, doesn't matter, have these, I call it the bitching sessions. I have a really best friend, and I say, I call her. If I'm having a bad day, I call her and say, this is going to be a bitching session. She's like, and I go like, you know, we vent out. And she's like, are you okay? He's like, yeah. So you release that energy, release it. It's not complaints. It's releasing the energy, getting rid of the steam so you don't explode.
Getting it out of your body.
Yeah.
So I know acne is angry, inflamed skin. What are some tips that we're talking about for, I guess, acne can happen at any age. I mean, I've had it in my every decade. I've had dermatitis or cystic acne. What are some tips to avoid acne at any age?
Don't touch your face. First of all, don't touch your face. And here's why. Because we touch everywhere. And then we're getting more germs on the face. So around the acne area, it's already inflamed. So if you continue touching, unfortunately, it's a habit when it hurts or stuff like that. Touching it is just going to make it more irritated. And if you didn't wash your hands, you're going to have all these new germs, which is going to get on that inflamed site. And the poor site is going to deal with the acne bacteria on top of it, whatever you inoculated there. Let's say that. So that's one thing. Second of all, if it's always happening, it's good time to talk to a dermatologist and say, do I have another underlying issue here? Is it hormonal? You can even talk to your endocrinologist if you want to. Mm-hmm. Hormonal, is it something else? And, you know, I get sometimes adult acne and I say, oh, I'm a teenager again. Find humor in it. Don't stress. If it's there, it's there. You can't do anything about it. Do the best you can and let it go. Because the more you stress about it, the more acne you're going to get.
If people are not studying your face where they're looking at your acne, whenever I have a breakout, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. People are not studying your face as carefully as you do in the mirror. So go easy on yourself, put some makeup on it, and just go on about your life. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant with Dr. Ebru. We'll be right back.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance, because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in?
I want to share something personal that has truly changed how I feel in my body. Like so many women, I was eating healthy, working out, and doing all the right things, but still my metabolism felt slower. I was holding on to belly fat, craving sweets, and my energy wasn't consistent. That's when I started using the EverBalance and GBX Slim to Fit Duo. What I noticed from these two supplements was incredible. My belly fat started to release, my cravings for sugar went way down, and I had a steady, consistent energy flow throughout the day. I didn't feel like I was fighting my body anymore. It finally felt like my body was supporting me. This duo works at the hormonal and metabolic level, which is especially important for women in midlife. I feel more confident, energized, and more like myself again. If you're ready to support your metabolism and step into your most vibrant, magnetic self, go to the link in the show notes to grab your discount. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are here with an immunologist and a molecular medicine specialist who has an award-winning skincare line. Tell us about the skin barrier and the skin microbiome. What is that?
So your skin barrier sounds like a barrier, but still it's an open system. It's your, you have four layers, like epidermis and all that. So that's where you have your transepidermal moisture happening, and that's most of the moisture loss happens. That's why we use creams. And the microbiome is right underneath it. So microbiome is actually these good bacteria. How should I explain this? Standing shoulder by shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, okay? So by that, it's creating this nice little barrier that the bad bacteria can't get in. Mm-hmm. It's also communicating with the skin immune system, saying everything is normal here. You don't have to come here. I'm not itchy or anything. You know, it's constantly talking. So let's say your skin barrier got compromised. You're dry. Something happened. And then your skin microbiome got compromised, which means there's a chink in the armor. So there's a little space between the good bacteria. So the bad bacteria tries to get in, right? Mm-hmm. So when it starts to get in, the rest of the good bacteria in the microbiome says, okay, this is not good. I have a problem. So it starts sending these signals, protein signals, to the immune system. And the immune system comes and says, okay, you can't get in. So the first barrier didn't do its job, couldn't do its job. Second barrier, the bacteria passed in. So now the your immune system comes and says, okay, I'm stopping you here. Remember when, you know, you have a bump on your skin or it's itchy, it's red? That's when all the cells from the immune system are coming in, like Langerhans cells and macrophages, NK cells, and it's releasing all these proteins called cytokines to destroy whatever bad got in. So that's why you're seeing the redness and the bump and the itchiness, because they're working there. So let them work. You want them to work. So that's basically it. Those are your barriers, and those are very important. So in a skincare world, you know, where people are over exfoliating or using acidic toners too much, now what happens is you start destroying your skin barrier, your moisture levels, and then your skin microbiome, and then you end up with more problems. And then you're like, I've used all these products and still looking bad. Well, you used too much or you used the wrong product. So that's why it's really important to know what to use.
That has happened to me where I use too many exfoliating products, like too many acids and retinol A and all these things. And then I end up destroying my skin barrier. My skin gets red and it takes a long time to heal that. Do you have any tips on how people can heal their skin barrier if they're getting irritated right now?
Stop doing everything. At that moment, stop doing everything. You need to give a breather to your skin. So if it's really, really, really bad, you're having wounds or completely itching and you cannot stop itching yourself, go to the dermatologist. That's one. Mm-hmm. But whatever you're using, stop using everything and then start looking at your products. This is where it's getting really important to read ingredients and see what's in there. And second of all, wait, because it takes 4 to 6 weeks for the skin to regenerate with the the fresh layer to come up. Mm-hmm. So you need to wait during that time. And during that time, you have to be very gentle with your skin. Stay away from the sun. Don't wash it too much. I mean, not with the very harsh cleansers. And be very, very gentle. Leave it as is. Mm-hmm. And then after that time, when it goes back to normal, then start again. But look at your regimen. Something didn't work there. Something made it worse. So start with a very gentle cleanser and a very gentle moisturizer. And then start adding up. That's it.
So how many steps is the Avicenna skincare process?
Well, we have 6 products. Okay. But our minimal, because they're all multifunctional and multitasking. Okay. So you can use a cleanser and our cream and be done. If you want to add more, you can use the serum and the cream and the cleanser. And you can use the eye cream for your eyes. The main point is here why we have 6 products. So we have a cleanser, serum, cream, eye cream, and a honey mask. So the reason is I don't like 5 different creams on my face. Mm-hmm. I don't like 5 different eye creams. I don't like 5 different cleansers because, first of all, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody's rich enough to buy too many products, cheap products, because you're spending too much money for nothing.
Yep.
And third of all, your skin doesn't like to be poked and touched a lot. Remember during COVID, we were keeping the mask on all day and yes. We were getting inflamed. Same thing. If you're touching your skin the same place all day, it's going to be like, okay, you're touching me too much. No, I'm going to break out and you're going to not touch it. You know, it's going to talk to you somehow.
People were getting acne.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. If you use one cleanser, one eye cream, one face cream that does it all, that you can use it during the day and during night, that's all you need. That's how we formulated Avicenna. And we selected all ingredients that work together based on scientific publications. And everybody says that, we're science-backed. We're really science-backed. I personally go in there and look at every ingredient because I'm using it. My mother is using it. My husband is using it. I don't want my husband to get, this is a bad product. I don't need that. Seriously, I don't need that from him. So that's why.
If somebody wanted to invest in one skincare product, which is the most important product to pay a little bit more for?
Well, if we're talking about skincare products, I would definitely go 2 things. A cleanser, a very good cleanser, mm-hmm. and a cream. 2 things. But on the device world, which we'll talk later,
yes,
there's new devices coming up. And I would definitely invest in a device because I hate going to dermatologists for a treatment, which cost me thousands of dollars. Now, there's better equipment out there. You can do it at home. You can take it everywhere.
We're going to talk about the advice in a minute. The last question is, what are the top 3 things we can start doing today to slow down the aging process?
Breathe. Everything is going to be fine. I'm breathing to myself here because I'm seeing myself in there. Breathe. Take it easy. Use your skincare. Do not buy cheap skincare because if you buy cheap skincare, you get cheap results. Mm. You're not rich enough to buy cheap products. And here's the downstream. You got cheap products today, you're going to end up a lot paying at the dermatologist office. My dad used to say, I'm not rich enough to buy cheap products because there's always a cost at the end. So invest in yourself because you're worth it. That's second thing. Third of all, again, go easy on yourself. Take your skincare routine like your time off. Lock the door. Go into the bathroom. 5 minutes. I don't know. Like, go la, 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 la. I'm doing skincare. You know, those things.
Make it a self-love ritual.
Exactly.
You can say affirmations and touch your skin and enjoy the products. Be mindful. Smell how awesome the products are. So we are going to do some rapid fire questions, and then we're going to get into a really cool device that I have been loving that you make. So coffee, just quick rapid fire, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Most underrated skincare habit?
Cleaning your face.
Well, do you do it once or twice a day? Do you recommend?
Twice.
Okay. Top food for glowing skin.
Top food. Fruits. Good fruits.
Like which ones?
I like berries. They're very high in antioxidants.
Yeah, berries are great. What is your best longevity secret?
Sleep. Mm-hmm. Undisturbed, very silent, dark room sleep.
Do you have any good tips for getting better sleep?
Well, if you can't sleep, sometimes melatonin helps in moderation, but put the iPhone away, put everything away, like move the iPhone out of the room, because I realize it makes a huge difference, by the way.
When you take it out of the room, then
yeah.
What do you use as an alarm if the iPhone is out of the room?
Oh, it's in front of the door. I can hear it. And I have a 5-year-old who's like, wait. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about this beautiful device. I love it. It has LED light therapy, different settings, different things. It's going to help me look forever young. How did you invent this, and why do people need to know about it?
Well, the LED light therapy has been around for some time, but the data last year and this year and the previous year, the last 3 years, have been very promising, you know? And since we're very data-oriented, very science-oriented, I mean, you could feel it, but seeing it on paper and proven, that made a huge difference. But I like being practical, to be honest. So the LED light devices out there, and let's not name names, are between $2,000 and $4,000. And some of them are going up to $6,000. And the lowest prices I think I saw is $600. And I saw a couple on Amazon, which are definitely not LED light. So it makes you question. I mean, there is the science. There is the results. It should be doing this, but it should not be this expensive, right? And those devices are only masks, right? And some of them you can use on your face, like gua sha for massaging. However, it's only on the face. I don't have the time. You don't have the time. I want something I can take everywhere, does everything on the face and the body, you know, because my body is going through signs of aging as well. So we were like, and I have this fantastic engineer friend, and I was like, can we do this? And it was like, yeah, we can do this. You know, and so we started thinking and talking and everything that, and this is how this device came out to be. So you can use it on your face, you can use it on your body. Of course, on the face, you use the lower grade, lower power, and on the body, you use the higher power. But you have blue LED light, you have red LED light that is shown to work against signs of aging. Blue LED light works against the appearance of acne, that kind of thing. So that's how we came up, because the science is there and it only amplifies the effect of the skincare you're doing it. So, and it prevents you from going to the dermatologist and getting a same thing for $1,000.
And it hurts a lot less than the lasers that the dermatologists do, because those can be very
fan of lasers. You know, I'm not a fan of lasers these days. You know, I'm just looking at the data and saying, you know? This is something you can control. Like if you feel it's too much, you can stop it. If you want to do more, you can do more. I like that freedom. I can do it at home when I'm watching TV. I don't have to get on the car, go drive an hour, come back. I don't have to do that either. You know, I like that freedom and comfort. And next day, my friend said, "Ooh, your face looks great." I'm like, "I know." And I don't have to say a thing because I have the device, you know?
I am really loving it. We're going to have a special deal for you guys listening to the show. We have a link in the show notes and a promo code all in caps, love this, and you will get 20% off for a very limited time. So if you are excited to try the laser and you want to experience some of the benefits of LED light that Dr. Ibu is talking about, go ahead to the show notes and be one of the first people to snag this at 20% off, and you can use it all over the body. So Dr. Ibu, if you could tell the listeners one thing about having healthy, glowing skin, what would it be? And we'll end the podcast with that.
Let go of everything. You're amazing. Don't listen to anybody. Step out of that anxiety phase and focus on yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Because at the end of the day, you are amazing. Everybody's amazing. You're one of a kind. And don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to all the players. And do your skincare. Don't forget your skincare.
Celebrate yourself and do your skincare no matter what. And go to the show notes to learn more about her award-winning skincare line, Avicenna. And how can people stay in touch with you, Dr. Ibu?
They can find us on Instagram, Avicenna, A-V-E-S-S-E-N-A, and our website, avicenna.com.
How do you spell Avicenna so they know?
A is in Apple, V is in Victor, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, E is in Edward, E is in Edward, N is in Nancy, A is in Apple. Avicenna. So that's us.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Ibu, for being a great guest. Thank you, listeners, for subscribing, rating, reviewing, sharing this show with people. We can all achieve success without the burnout. We can do it in a very calm, aligned way. As Dr. Ibu is saying, stay calm, take a breath. We're going to be all right. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.